Welcome to the Lessons Learned podcast, where I share stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I'm your host, Dustin Fife, and thank you for joining me today. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit different because I have a special guest here. What's your name?
I'm Grandpa Doggy.
Your Grandpa Doggy?
No.
No. You're Kelson, huh?
I'm Kelson.
So we got Kelson here and we got our dogs here. As I've been listening to the past podcast that I've done, I realized that it's a little boring with just me here. So I'm going to have Kelson here, right?
Right.
High five. Oh, yeah. All right. So today's story is about a time when I was in graduate school. You remember when Daddy was in graduate school?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, you weren't alive then, but we can pretend. So I was in graduate school, and somebody had paid me or hired me to do some work for them. You remember that?
Yes.
Yes. So they asked me to do some statistical work for them, and I agreed. And then after about 6 months of working, doing some hard work, doing some good work, doing awesome. I was doing awesome, huh? Guess what? I came back to the person who hired me. Let's say her name was Lisa. Her name actually wasn't Lisa, but we're going to protect her identity and say that it was. She came back and said she was unsatisfied with the work that I did. And she...
Go away, go away, go away, go away.
Yes, go away, dog. She refused to pay me.
Dog.
You remember that?
Yes.
So she refused to give me my money.
Yes.
Was I happy?
Yes.
No, I was mad. I was so mad. I was angry. And so I sent her an angry email. I said, you better pay up. And she said, no, I'm not going to pay up. I said, you better pay up. She said, no, I'm not going to pay up. And so guess what I did? I said, if you don't pay me my money, I'm going to take you to court, woman.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Yes, I had you paid the way.
Yeah, just like that. So I said, I'm going to have a judge tell you that you need to pay me my money if you don't pay me, right?
Yeah, right.
And she ignored my email.
Yes.
And then I said, that's it. So I filed a lawsuit and went into the judge on the day of the trial. You got your basketball there? Went into the judge and I prepared so good, huh? I was watching some Judge Judy. I was watching some Perry Mason. I was watching Court Order or whatever that was. I was so ready. Okay. I was so prepared,
okay.
Huh? Okay. I was ready.
Okay.
I forgot one thing. You know what I forgot?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to prove that I had actually done the work. Oops.
Oops. I gotta go back.
I could have shown her hundreds of lines of code that I'd written. I could have shown her the several pages of documentation I had made, but I forgot. Oops. Mm-hmm. And so you know what the judge did? She took her gavel and went, I am denying your claim. And you know what? Good job. High five. All right. I was pretty mad about that. You want to know why I was mad?
I earned it.
You want to know why I was mad?
Hmm? Yep.
Because that was my money.
Yeah.
And she was getting away with it.
Hmm.
I was so mad. In fact, I was more than mad. I was pretty depressed for weeks and weeks. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It just made me sick and made me miserable. And I was so angry. Oh, you've lost interest, haven't you? So angry, so bitter, so hateful even. And it surprised me. I didn't know that I was so capable of so much hate. And I thought, this needs to end, right? What happens when you make somebody mad? What do you say? Say you're sorry, huh? Uh-oh. Or you clap your hands, one of the two. So I decided, even though I felt that I wasn't in the wrong, that it was my duty to apologize. And maybe the good Lord above would help eliminate some of that anger that I felt. So I wrote her a very, very humble email asking for her forgiveness for the whole mess. And that didn't do it, did it, buddy? Oh, good job. So that didn't fix things, and I was surprised. I thought that would do it. I was trying to make every attempt to be humble. I was trying to do what was right, and I still felt that bitterness and that anger. We got Kelson in the background clapping for us. And so I decided to just let it go for a minute, try to, give it some time. And I was sitting in Sunday school. It was probably 8 months to a year later, and the instructor was teaching, and he said, how do you know? Okay, we gotta be quiet, okay? Okay, you ready? Say, how do you know?
How do you know?
When you?
When you?
Have forgiven somebody. Let's leave Tukey alone, bud.
Somebody.
And I spent some time thinking about the question. I said, that's a good question. How do you know when you've forgiven somebody? You want to know how you know, bud? I don't know if this is the answer, but this was my answer. You want to know what that answer was?
Yeah.
The answer was that I know I have forgiven somebody when I genuinely wish the best for them. And I wish them sincere happiness. And I look back on my experience with Lisa and I thought, I definitely do not wish the best for Lisa. So I asked the good Lord to help me wish her the best. And I don't know that I'm quite there yet. I'm a lot better than I used to be. It used to be that I'd drive by her office and shake my fist in the air and hope that her building would burn to the ground. And I don't feel that way anymore, so I'm getting better. But it's something that I think we all need to keep in mind. Because I've heard a lot of misconceptions about forgiveness. A lot of people say, I forgive her, but I will never forget. Is that forgiveness? I don't know. Do you still have some bitterness? Or maybe you say, I forgive her. I hope she burns in hell, but I forgive her. Is that forgiveness? No, definitely not, because you're not wishing them the best. So think about it, Are there people that you're bitter toward that you kind of wish them misfortune? If that's the case, then maybe you're not quite there yet. Something we all need to work on. Now go do some good. This has been the Lessons Learned Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you like this, be sure to subscribe to future podcasts, leave a sweet 5-star rating, or consider dropping a comment. See you next time. This has been the Lessons Learned Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you like this, be sure to subscribe to future podcasts, leave a sweet 5-star rating, or consider dropping a comment. See you next time.